I love titties. I bought my wife some titties. Worth every damn nickel, y'all. And best. I got news for you. It's a great deal. Buying your wife titties is a lot like buying her a fishing rod. You get more use out of it than she does. It's a great thing about nowadays. You can marry yourself a mediocre woman, fix her up like a brand new car. Take her down to the doctor's office. Let's do something with that back end here. And put a bigger front end on her and fix her damn nose and I'll pick her up on Thursday. Comedy club, chuckle, chuckle, y'all. Don't get all bent out of shape. Oh, hell, you ever drive to dinner with your wife or girlfriend and reach over in the middle of a conversation and start rubbing on her titty for no damn reason at all? And then she looks at you like you've lost your goddamn mind. What the hell are you doing? I'm touching my titty. I knew I was going to have as much trouble as I had to put them on me. By God, a man buys himself some toys, you got to be able to play with them when he wants to. Ain't the same when she grabs your pecker, is it? I was in a grocery store writing a check behind that counter. She reached over with a hand and grabbed, you know, whew! What the fuck are you doing? You don't like it so much, do you? I'd like it a lot better if it wasn't in this grocery store. She don't ever do that shit to me when I'm just sitting on the couch. By God, I'm married. I shouldn't have to beg for it anymore. Well, men look at marriage like, all right, I surrender. You got me. Now you're going to do some shit I want you to do. That means if it turns your man on for you to hop up on a ceiling fan, cluck like a chicken with a bottle in your ass, you might want to do it. If you don't, he'll find somebody that will, and he won't ever tell you about it. It'll be his little fishing buddy, and you'll wonder why he's fishing all the time. Same thing goes for you men. If your woman wants you to hop up on a ceiling fan, cluck like a chicken with a bottle in your ass, find you another woman. That shit hurts. I don't like anything near my ass except toilet paper. I had a physical a month ago. I can tell you right now, I'm going to end up dying of prostate cancer. I ain't never going to do that shit again. Women that don't know, men have a prostate gland down there underneath your nuts, and the only way they can get to it is through your butt, and there ain't nothing funny about that. Thank God I had a tiny doctor with little fingers. Son of a bitch. You don't want to come across some big 6'8" old fella, you know, in a white coat. Come on in here! Woo! Shit, doc! I believe I feel better already. I'll see you next year, big fella. Some bitch must wrestle in this spare time. I got a problem being naked in front of a man, having him tell me to bend over. It just don't set right, y'all. Bend over. You sure? I figure, well, hell, it's in the best interest of my health. So I bend over and without warning, Jesus Christ, Doc! Can we get some foreplay back there? For God's sakes, kiss me on the neck when you do that. I felt violated. If I'd have had some mace, I believe I'd have squirted his ass. Get off of me, you nasty son of a bitch. I walked out in the lobby, everybody looked at me like they'd been watching me on video. I felt so nasty. I had to pay him $80. He should have paid me $80. I saw him 3 weeks later out in public. I didn't know whether to hug him or kick his ass. There's a special kind of bun you got with a man that's had his finger in your ass. You can't go fishing with a fella like that. What the hell are you gonna talk about? You didn't like it, did you? I don't understand the gay thing. You gotta be born with it. You just don't wake up one morning and go to your fishing buddy and, Larry, we've known each other a long damn time. Let's rub our wieners together. Come on, you son of a bitch. I ain't gonna tell nobody. It's just us. You don't do stuff like that. You know, Ellen, she came out of the closet this year, sharing that with everybody. A lot of people come out of that damn closet. It must be a walk-in, you think? You don't ever hear or see anybody go in that damn closet, do you? You don't ever hear no famous gay guy hold a press conference and go, well, glad you're all here, got something to tell you. Been sucking dick for 30 years. Tired of it, want some pussy now. I'm going in the closet, y'all, and you can't stop me. Nobody goes in that closet. That's where all them gay people are hiding. I'm just coming in for a shirt. Don't you be fucking with me. Oh, hell. I've been married for 4 years. I'm happy sometimes. Ain't no such thing as a perfect marriage. You see two people out in public kissing, they're married to somebody else. I cheated on my wife once and told her, don't ever do that. Ever. Tell her. By God, if you got a guilty conscience, drink some whiskey to rub that shit out. There ain't a day goes by I don't hear the name Charlene as a girl I was with. You know, why don't you go mow the yard? I don't feel like it. Oh, but you know Charlene, Char. What is it about women that brings shake? They remember shit that pisses them off in minute detail. And not only do they remember it, they store it in their brain in that Rolodex. They only have that. Men don't have that thing up there. You know, you piss them off again, it starts spinning. Ding. Read that, fucker, remember? You remember that? I got cliff notes too, if you want some of those. Men don't think like that. They'll try like hell. Oh, yeah! Well, there was a time when you were a... You did something, didn't you? Men fuck up, they buy big presents. That's how men make up for it. Women, if you get a big present, you know your man done fucked up. Basically, all he's telling you is, well, I'm giving you this. This is just a bag of guilt. This is for all the pussy I had that wasn't yours. Here you go. There's also a little box in there for all the pussy I'm going to get next week that ain't yours.